we're talking with Supervisor Ryan Gregory, and he came today to deliver some really good news. And as we're seeing out there, a lot of people are responding that their power is coming back on. This didn't take as long as we thought it was going to take. Is that correct?
Correct.
From what the initial report was, that this was going to take at least 5 days.
Well, and again, remember that their estimate was 5 days for inspection and repair.
Right.
So if the I think the wind wasn't as bad as they forecasted it to be, which was good.
Yeah.
But if it were worse and there was a lot of line damage, they'd be fixing that right now.
Absolutely.
And you might not see power for a few days.
Right.
So it's just, who knows? And again, I think PG&E was managing expectations by putting out such a large estimate.
But, absolutely.
But again, let's all be glad that it's not 5 days. And
well, and I know there's a lot of people that are angry, and sometimes we don't know what's going on behind those closed doors and why they make the decisions that they do, and we have to trust that it's all for our safety, right? I mean, that's the big thing, is it is for our safety. Yeah, did they shut it down a little too early? Yes, probably so. And really, the people that are suffering are the businesses. I mean, we know that they are suffering and that they have suffered. But again, we don't want to be in that situation where we were 2 years ago. So they have to see how it goes, right? I guess it's kind of a trial and error thing to see how this might work. Like you said, if this is a new normal, how will this go for next time, right?
Well, and we've taken, as local government, we have some influence over the decision makers, but we have upped the game. Just about a year ago, we joined two other counties, and we hired an attorney to represent us in CPUC proceedings, in rulemaking proceedings.
Okay.
We've never done that before. We've never had a seat at the table at CPUC, but now we've got representatives representing all of us at CPUC. That's where all the rulemaking happens for how these things happen and roll out. And so in addition, just the influence local government has, we've very deliberately brought in resources to be part of the process.
Okay.
And CPUC definitely looks at this stuff post facto and says, okay, here's what we got to do better.
Okay, so obviously when this is all done and we're all back to normal, you guys are all going to sit down and look at all of that and have a discussion for next time this comes up.
Absolutely.